Now, the U.S.-led coalition has reportedly bombarded a Syrian military position in the country's eastern province of Deir ez-Zor. Syrian media has reported unspecified number of casualties in the strike, which took place in Al-Harra, southeast of Abu Khamal city. A commander of the pro-government fighters, however, said that U.S. drones bombed several positions of Iraqi factions between Abu Khamal and Tanif and Syrian military positions. Damascus says that it considers the U.S. an occupying force in Syria and supports any resistance against U.S. forces. Joining us now for an update is our own Press TV's Muhammad Ali, joining us out of Damascus. Hello, Muhammad. Thanks for staying up to give us this update this late time of the hour of the morning. What do we know about this U.S.-led airstrike against Syrian army positions, Muhammad?
Yes, the Syrian military has officially said that the U.S.-led coalition carried out airstrikes that targeted and hit the Syrian army positions in a small village called Al-Hire, southeast of Abu Khamal, on the borderline exactly with Iraq. This is an area where there are still small groups of Daesh actually over there scattered, but the attack directly hit Syrian army positions in Al-Hire village. This comes just several days after the Syrian army was able to secure an area about 40 kilometers long and makes up about 2,000 square kilometers west of Al-Mayadeen, just close to that area that the U.S. coalition hit. And of course, such an airstrike also comes just 1 week after increasing similar airstrikes by the U.S. coalition that eventually led to the killing of only civilians. More than 30 civilians were killed in such airstrikes in areas around Al-Hasaka in small villages over there. Many of those who were killed were civilians from the same family. So you can see, according to what is happening recently, is that all of the airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition are actually resulting in the death of civilians or hitting the Syrian army, which is the force fighting Daesh and terrorism on the ground. It is important to note, too, that always the Syrian government officials note that such a U.S.-led coalition is operating without the consent of the Syrian government. It is without a mandate from the United Nations Security Council, and definitely, thus, it is illegal. Every time there's an airstrike by the U.S. coalition, almost every week there are civilians being killed. And it's also important to note that every time there is an attack by the U.S. coalition that targets Syrian army positions in that area of Syria in the desert, usually it is followed up by a Daesh terrorist attack on the ground. Experts always say, along with Syrian government officials, that it seems that as the U.S. coalition is operating more as an air force in support of Daesh in Syria. And if we look at the results of what has been happening and of the U.S. coalition operations in Syria, such operations and airstrikes have not led to eliminating Daesh or not even undermining its capabilities on the ground. Thus, once again, the government always stresses that such a U.S. coalition does not actually want to seriously fight Daesh, but only show the world and portray that it is against those terrorists on the ground.
Yeah, that's the narrative that Washington has been using as justification to be on Syrian soil from the onset. Thank you for joining us, Muhammad Ali, our own Press TV correspondent, giving us an update out of Damascus.